Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In heaven, we will share in the divine nature to such a high degree that we will truly be like God, like Jesus, fully human, yet fully divine. But what might prevent us from achieving this? Our disordered attachments and vices. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, says, "Nothing unholy will enter heaven." That means the vices of pride, vain ambition, envy, anger, sloth, greed, gluttony, lust, gossip, resentment, on and on. None of these will be in heaven. Well, what are we going to do? No, I don't mean we won't have any fun in heaven if those vices aren't there. I mean, what are we going to do if we have these vices in us when we die and those vices can't be in heaven? Well, we're going to need to get rid of them. We'll need to be purified. And so the Catechism teaches that all who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation, but after death they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how should we really understand purgatory? Purgatory is like detox. All our sins, all our addictions keep us from being happy. That's why alcoholics and sexaholics and drug addicts, guess what? They're not happy. So if you brought your vices, your disordered desires and thought patterns and addictions into heaven, you wouldn't be happy, and heaven wouldn't be heaven for you. Your only hope is to go through God's rehab program, and rehab hurts. Ask anybody who's tried to get over a physical addiction, tried to get the sickness out of their flesh. Then remember that in purgatory, you got to get the sickness out of your soul. You got to burn out the resentment. You got to sweat out the selfishness, the vanity. You've got to work through the shakes and the DTs until you can let go of the denial about all the people you've hurt. And it's going to hurt. But purgatory is God's rehab center of mercy. But trust me, you want to spend as little time there as possible. You want to get free of your addictions now, because you want to be happy now. You want to get out of your vice and sin now. Don't put it off. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So here's a simple 3-step game plan for detox now. Step 1, spend time in friendship with God every day in mental prayer through the rosary or Lectio Divina, or just sitting still in silence. But do it 7 days a week, not just once in a while. Remember from yesterday, mental prayer will increase your desire for God and decrease your hunger for sin. And it will change your way of thinking. And if you practice a resolution every day, it will change your behavior. And if you change your thinking and your behavior, then your feelings, your desires change for good. Step 2, receive Jesus as often as you can in the Eucharist and go to him in the sacrament of reconciliation at least once a month, because Jesus is the divine physician, the only one who can forgive and heal you of your sin. And step 3, this might be the most important step. Remove the near occasions of sin in your life. Our sins are nearly always linked to particular situations. Sinful behavior and addiction are largely environmental. If you put folks in a certain environment, they're almost certain to give in to their temptation. But if you remove them from that environment, or remove that thing in the environment from them, then the intensity of their temptations and their likelihood of giving into it, it goes way down. So identify your habits of sin. Then remove the things from your environment that trigger that sin, or remove yourself from them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Faustina experienced souls in purgatory who came to her asking for help. In her diary, she writes, "One night, a sister who had died 2 months previously came to me. She was a sister of the first choir. I saw her in a terrible condition, all in flames, with her face painfully distorted. This lasted only a short time, and then she disappeared. A shudder went through my soul because I did not know whether she was suffering in purgatory or in hell. Nevertheless, I redoubled my prayer for her. The next night she came again, but I saw her in an even more horrible state, in the midst of flames, which were even more intense, and despair was written all over her face. Despite this, I kept on praying. After some time, she came back again to me during the night, but already her appearance had changed. There were no longer any flames, as there had been before, and her face was now radiant, her eyes beaming with joy. She told me that I had a true love for my neighbor, and that many other souls had profited from my prayers. She urged me not to cease praying for the souls in purgatory, and she added that she herself would not remain there much longer. Then one evening, the deceased sister, who had already visited me, appeared to me Now, remember, the first time I had seen her, she was in great suffering, and then gradually these sufferings had diminished. This time, she was radiant with happiness, and she told me she was already in heaven. Then she came closer to me, embraced me sincerely, and said, "I must go now." And I understood how closely the three stages of a soul's life are bound together. That is to say, life on earth, in purgatory, and in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Like Faustina, we can help family, friends, and strangers in purgatory. The Catechism reminds us that by our prayer, especially by offering the sacrifice of the Mass, as well as rosaries, chaplets, by offering our suffering, by giving money to the church and the poor, and by indulgences, we can help those in purgatory. We can, in a sense, speed up their purification process. And helping souls in purgatory is a win-win proposition, because once we help them get to heaven, they can turn and help us in an even greater way. The Catechism says, our prayer for the souls in purgatory is capable not only of helping them, but also of making their intercession for us more effective. So let's make a deal with those who've gone before us. I'll help you by offering prayer, work, joy, and suffering, and then you turn and help me, because I need a lot of help. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, it seems to me that many people, and I can fall into this trap, that we say, well, as long as I make it to purgatory, then I'm good.
Yeah, if you only plan on making it into the playoffs, you're definitely not going to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and if your goal is just to make it into the playoffs, there's a good chance you won't even make it into the playoffs. Yeah,
because everyone else, they're playing to win.
They're playing to win. This is the whole point. We ought to be playing to win.
Yeah, to quote a very specific hockey show, what is it? They don't love to win. They don't hate to lose.
We can't have that attitude.
Yeah.
I want to win. You know what that means? That means I want transforming union with God. That means I want contemplation. So that whole series we did on John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, the whole point of that series was to inspire people to play to win.
Yeah.
So that they would begin to experience God in this life. Mm-hmm. And you can only experience God at that level once we are purified of our disordered attachments. Mm-hmm. And we remove the near occasions of sin. Then we're playing like we want to win. So if a person is not aiming to experience contemplation and not doing what it takes to get there, preparing themselves, they ain't playing to win.
Yeah.
And if you're not playing to win, there's a good chance you're not going to make the playoffs.
Well, you're probably just not that good of a player at that point, which is exactly the problem.
That's exactly the problem.
Because you might approach any given game in the regular season and think, well, this game doesn't, it's really not consequential. But I'll tell you what, if you play every game that way, you're not a good player. So you got to treat every game in a way
like that is the most important game. Because first of all, most players, you don't know when you're going to stop playing.
Yeah.
You don't get to play forever.
This is a really good analogy. We need to approach every day like a Stanley Cup champion would approach every game.
Yeah.
I want to win every day so that we win the Stanley Cup.
But this is just a little bit better because as cool as the Stanley Cup is, like the best thing you can do with it is eat cereal out of it. And heaven is, I'm very confident above that. Although I know you can also put poutine in the cup, and that sounds awesome. I'm going to eat French fries out of a massive trophy. But heaven, a lot better.
Do you think there'll be hockey in heaven?
Oh, yeah. I remember there was a...
Will there be a penalty box in heaven?
there's some joke about, like, someone's cursing at, like, a football game, and they're like, God, why would you do this? Like, I don't, like... Come on, God. And then it cuts to God in heaven. He's just watching the hockey game instead.
I love it.
I think there will definitely be hockey in heaven.
I guess the penalty box would be purgatory.
That's true, because, I mean, it's either 2-minute minor, you're going to get in a 5-minute major, but eventually you'll be back to full strength. And until that point, all your friends are on the penalty kill praying for you. This is so accurate.
Hockey is the divine sport.
Fist fights and all.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so play to win. Hate to lose.
That's our motto. That's our new tagline. Play to win. Hate to lose.